We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
For WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson. It's Thursday, May 8th, 2025, also known as Reading Day for students at the university, and time for WPGU News to hibernate through the summer. Before we go, however, our news team would like to present a very special broadcast, chock full of segments with each news correspondent's unique flair. I'm your news director, a freshman in media and LAS studying journalism and Spanish with a minor in East Asian languages and cultures, and I can't wait for you to tune in again in the fall. Kicking things off with a Friday favorite.
From WPGU News, I'm Zaina Qureshi. I'm a junior majoring in information science with a minor in advertising, and I've been one of your news hosts this year. To round us out one last time, stay tuned for a special World News Roundup where we take a look at everything the university's international students will be up to this summer. Senior Sylvia Wang is from Shenzhen, China. She talked to me about a tradition in her hometown.
For Shenzhen, we have a lot of tradition that is related to water because this is a very hot city, and people would actually have some kind of festival that is people would actually hold water to each other, and is kind of a symbolize of blessing.
Yichen Wang, junior in LAS, is from Shandong, China. She says that seasonal weather can often impact summer activities.
We got the highest temperature among the country over there, and we got really heavy storms during the summer. So I feel mostly for just me and my family and my friends, we will just stay at home to avoid sunburn and just to avoid those extreme weather.
Meanwhile, many international students are staying in the United States over the summer. For example, Rena Rao, a junior in FAA from Shanghai, China, will be going to Long Island to learn tattooing and drawing.
I'll study some techniques about tattooing people and how to design people's tattoo from an artist from New York. She's a really great artist. She tattooed me before, so that is part of reason that I want to learn from her.
Overall, the university's international students are in for a busy and eventful summer. We can't wait to hear about everything they've been up to when we return in August.
Thank you, Zaina. We can't forget about finals week coming up. Here's what stressed out students need to know.
This is Peter Hansen hosting for the last time on WPGU 107.1. I'm a senior English major, and I am thrilled to continue my reporting career here in Central Illinois for WCIA. With finals week coming up, both the university and I want you to remember to take care of yourself. In fact, the university has put together what they call a de-stress fest, providing a study break bouldering activity at the ARC from 2 to 4 p.m. today, free self-care packs in the ARC well-being room from 5 to 7 p.m., and a bowling competition at the Illini Union tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. You can also take free fitness classes all finals week long at ARC. The Counseling Center is always available for day of appointments.
Thank you, Peter, for some essential reminders. However, once finals week ends, it's time to break out the summer outfits. One news correspondent did a deep dive on what those will likely look like.
For WPGU News, my name is Emily Huffman, and I am one of the news correspondents this year. I'm a sophomore majoring in political science with minors in legal studies and journalism, and I am on the pre-law track. I will sadly not be here in the fall as I am going to D.C. for the Illinois and Washington program, but I am so excited to see what all WPGU has in store for next semester.
As the temperature begins to rise, so does our anticipation for this summer's hottest fashion trends. Fashion magazines and designers are predicting a bold, colorful season, with a lot of patterns and funky silhouettes coming into play. However, we don't always see designer trends on campus. So, to get a sense of what's resonating with the younger generation, news correspondent Emily Huffman sat down with some fellow U of I students to get their fashion predictions for the summer of 2025. Aiden Stanton, sophomore in ACES, is predicting a coastal summer trend.
Okay, so I think we're going to have a beachy summer. So a lot of sandals, polos, button-ups, jeans, a lot of flowy dresses, flowy material, florals. I think it's going to be very beachy, very warm summer.
But Stanton wasn't the only one with a vision for the summer. Laura Heuser, junior in FAA, is predicting a more professional style this summer.
I think people are going to be wearing business casual, just out and about every day, and drop waist linen skirts and fire shoes.
However, Cecilia Ryan, a graduating senior in LAS, had a different take from the other two students entirely.
My summer predictions are old man sandals, looking wet or windswept, and nudity.
It's safe to say that college students will be experimenting a lot this summer and not necessarily following what the magazines are predicting to be popular. When we come back for the fall 2025 semester, hopefully we see some hot outfits inspired by summer 2025 fashion. Thank you, Emily. Moving along, for those staying in town this summer, here's what students had to say about CU.
Hello, I am Faith Routley, a sophomore at the university in the School of Media as a journalism major with a minor in sociology. I am a part of WPGU's news, marketing, and production departments. Today, I have some Champaign-Urbana hot takes from students and WPGU staff. Emily Huffman, sophomore in media, has a pretty unpopular opinion. That fat sandwich is disgusting. Not gonna lie, I agree with her, but I know a lot of people are going to be mad about that, especially Sammy K. Sorry, Sammy. Next up, Zaina Karashi, junior in information sciences, says the South Quad is better than the Main Quad. I'm gonna have to disagree with this. The Main Quad is definitely where it's at, especially if you like people watching. Brandy Roman, sophomore in LAS, says that the squirrels aren't cute and shouldn't be fed like pets. They're wild animals. While this is true, I will always try to feed the squirrels on the Main Quad. I just ignore all the risk, but I would advise not following anything I say. An anonymous source says that student athletes shouldn't be allowed to have scooters and that they're a hazard to everybody. I totally agree with this. I couldn't count the amount of times a student athlete has almost run me over with their scooter. I mean, they're athletes. They can walk, right? Metzli Medina Mora, sophomore in LAS, says that the school shouldn't be giving out $50 parking tickets to broke college students. I mean, they've got a point. Those parking meters will catch you. I've definitely fallen victim to them and it ruins my entire day. Always remember to check the time you put on your meters. Reem Karfan, sophomore in LAS, says that there's too many espresso royales in the area and that Urbana is superior to Champaign. I love espresso royale, but I think we need another Cafe Paradiso instead. Petition to make as many Cafe Paradisos as there are espresso royales. Finally, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been much into Urbana, but I've heard great things. I love Champaign as a whole, especially in downtown. They have great restaurants. Most people just seem to have a city they prefer, though, but I will always be a Champaign girl. All right, that's all I have today. Thank you for joining me, Faith, for Hot Takes of CU.
Thank you, Faith. Keeping things going with some pop culture news in music and movies.
The Beehive is buzzing, and for good reason. Global icon Beyoncé is bringing her genre-bending Cowboy Carter era to the Windy City as part of her anticipated U.S. promotional stops. The album, which dropped in late March, marks Beyoncé's boldest crossover yet, blending country, soul, and southern black roots in only a way Queen Bee could. The Cowboy Carter rollout has sparked national conversations about race, genre, and representation in country music. Beyoncé's cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene and her original track Texas Hold'em have both topped charts and turned Nashville on its head. Chicago feels like more than a pit stop. It's a city with deep musical roots from soul and blues to house, and with Cowboy Carter coming there, it feels like this is more than just a tour. It's a statement. And this summer, Chicago will hear it loud and clear. This has been Kennedy Caldwell for WPGU, and I will catch you next semester.
Thank you, Kennedy. We've got something for the classic rock fans, too. And if you're a fan of classic rock and Beyoncé, then you're extra lucky today.
I'm Smiley McDonough, and I will be a sophomore in the fall of 2025. I am an East Asian language and cultures major with a minor in sports media. I went to a Motley Crue concert last summer, so I'm fully qualified to talk about rock music. With that being said, today I'm here to talk about rock music that should be listened to this summer. Starting off strong, we have Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. It is just a good way to get the blood going when getting hyped for something. Next is Valley Girl by Frank Zappa and Moon Zappa, because Valley Girls has always given off summer vibes. Another song is Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. It's just fast-paced. And just like Guns N' Roses, a song getting you ready for a night out. Lastly, Supermassive Black Hole by Muse. When I think of a Walking on the Beach montage, this is the song that comes to mind. So you can blast this song all summer long and pretend you are in a movie. And those are your rock songs of the summer.
Thank you, Samaya. And of course, I didn't forget about the movies.
For WPGU News, I'm Nick Rocho, movie lover extraordinaire and sophomore in media studying media and cinema studies with a minor in critical film production. If you're a movie lover like me and looking for something to do this summer, I've got great news for you. The movie making industry has some hits lined up for release over the next few months, with big companies like Disney, DreamWorks, Marvel, and Pixar dropping tons of family-friendly movies, and even producers like Jordan Peele and Warner Brothers coming out with some eerie films later in the summer for those horror lovers. Starting this month, movies such as Final Destination Bloodlines, Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, the Lilo and Stitch live-action remake, and Karate Kid Legends will be released. In June, movies like Ilio and the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon will reach cinemas near you, alongside the post-apocalyptic zombie film 28 Years Later, Brad Pitt's F1, and Megan 2.0. July's films may appeal to older audiences with films like Jurassic World, Rebirth, and Superman, along with the horror requel I Know What You Did Last Summer, and the Fantastic Four First Steps coming out. And finally, to round out our summer, in early August, family films including The Bad Guys 2 and Freakier Friday will be released. Films for adult audiences in later August and early September consist of eerie tales like Nobody 2, Thread and Insidious Tale, The Conjuring Last Rites, and Jordan Peele's next production, Him. With a packed lineup of great films to come, I'm personally looking forward to Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, as it's the final chapter in a really long-running franchise, as well as 28 Years Later, which sees a sequel to 28 Days Later back in 2002. Afterwards, I'm excited for Superman, as it's going to be the reignition of the DC Universe, so hopefully it brings new light to characters that we know and love. And last but not least, easily the Fantastic Four First Steps, as a big Fantastic Four fan myself, and just the fact that we haven't really gotten a great depiction of these characters, so hopefully fifth time's the charm. Be sure to not miss on any of these releases by looking for trailers and specific release dates online, and have a great summer. This portion of the broadcast was written by Brandy Roman, a sophomore in LAS studying communications.
Thank you, Nick and Brandy. Like what you're hearing on WPGU 107.1? What if I told you that you could get involved with CU's alternative station? Well, we have something for everyone. Whether you're interested in on-air hosting, interviewing and news writing, sound engineering, or even production and marketing, PGU has a place for you, regardless of your major or field of study. Not to mention, we also offer valuable experience that, yes, you can put on your resume, for those interested in any of the departments at PGU. Also, you can join more than one department if more than one of those sounds interesting to you. For those interested in the news department, we meet once a week and encourage our writers to pitch stories they're interested in. That way, you get experience with news writing while enjoying the writing process. We cover all types of CU and Illinois news, including events at the university and around CU, as well as Illinois Capitol news. Although the semester is coming to an end, PGU will be tabling during Quad Day on August 24th, the Sunday before classes officially begin for the fall semester. Keep an eye out for more information about joining as the fall semester approaches on our Instagram page at WPGUAlumni. This segment of the broadcast was written by Deputy News Director Abby Tim, a transfer student and soon-to-be junior journalism major at the university. And with that, the 2024-2025 season of WPGU News comes to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in to Champagne's Alternative, and we can't wait to be back in the fall. For WPGU News, this has been Amelia Benson.